This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. I just want to tell you that I'm really enjoying my time with The Masculine Journey, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to host a joyride. I have to admit, I wasn't sure how things would go when we first started, but we're still trucking along, so that's pretty cool. In fact, we're getting ready to drop our 200th episode. We're in milestone territory now. So, with that in mind, I was thinking, that is to say, I was hoping that in light of everything I just said, that I could maybe get a raise. I work hard. We all work hard. It's not that funny.
You serious?
Well, yeah, I'm kind of serious.
Pay for what? Standing there?
Oh, okay. You think about it. And, you know, we'll circle back to this some other time. Well, that could have gone better. Oh, well. Back to the old grindstone, or millstone, flintstone, whatever. Okay, let's see. Hey, joyriders, it's a new week, which gets you a brand new joyride. And this isn't just any old joyride. Oh, no. This is our 200th episode, our 200th joyride, if you will. And what better way to celebrate 200 episodes than by enjoying our 200th laugh? And how apropos that the 200th laugh comes from an old man joke, because we're Masculine Journey. This is what we do. So, to all our listeners, thank you for riding with us on this journey, and here's to 200 more joyrides.
Every year we pray for God to give us a word for the year, and we focus on that, or some of us focus on the word throughout the year and how God develops that in our life. And it's usually pretty neat. I'm kind of lackadaisical sometimes, and I'll go months, and then somebody will mention, hey, we're going to do an update on the word of the year. And I'll have to look up and see what mine was again. Mm-hmm. But it is fascinating to watch how it develops and how God just kind of unfolds things in your life around that word.
Absolutely. Now, Michael, I know you haven't participated in the word of the year, but what's kind of your thoughts so far as we talk about maybe looking at doing one for 2025?
Well, I obviously got to do some praying on what my word's going to be, although I do have a few ideas just based off the examples you guys have given. I'm just excited to see where God takes me.
Awesome. Now, Harold, I'm assuming you're going to participate in it this year.
Crank up the old turnip wagon. Let's roll.
Oh, I still got a big knot on my head.
Well, for the listener's sake, I got to tell him that, during the break, Harold made reference to falling off the turnip wagon. At what point, Sam certainly said, turnip wagon, boy, we can sure change it to see the difference in the age that, back in our day, there was no wagon. It was all a turnip truck.
Yeah.
And so we, pictured this wagon from Bible times,
Square wheels.
I was picturing William Wallace's dad when they were coming
up on wagon. Oh, wow. That is, yeah.
You guys just don't know what you missed out on.
We know. We're ignorant to that. We're ignorant about lots of things. That's just one of them.
That could be your word of the year for 2025, wagon.
It could be.
Turnip. Yeah. Turnip.
Turnip. That could be a good one. Yeah. Well, see where it all turns up.
Yeah.
So also from the Guys of Masculine Journey. I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.